This is the parallax for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with immigration enforcement and a question about accountability. Two men, Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero in Maine and Lorenzo Salgado Araujo in Houston, were fatally shot by ICE agents within days of each other this week. The Department of Homeland Security temporarily suspended vehicle stops in response, but President Trump reversed that decision within 24 hours, posting on Truth Social that traffic stops are one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools. House Democrats, led by Representatives Pramila Jayapal and Jamie Raskin, are calling for an independent investigation. And here's what's drawing particular scrutiny. None of the officers involved in either shooting were wearing body cameras, despite a prior DHS pledge to equip all immigration agents with them. How the story is being covered reveals sharply different priorities. NPR focuses on that body camera gap, reporting that DHS made the pledge months ago, but none of the officers were equipped, and cites a new ACLU report concluding that use of force has become a default tool for ICE under the Trump administration. Axios emphasizes the broader pattern, noting Guerrero in Maine is the latest in what they describe as a string of people killed by federal immigration authorities since Trump's second-term crackdown began. The Guardian reports that demonstrators across Maine gathered calling for an end to ICE operations, with protests in Biddeford and Portland. But Fox News leads with a different angle. Kamala Harris calling for a probe, while critics drew attention to her silence on crimes committed by undocumented immigrants. Fox also highlights that ICE's Rio Grande Valley office arrested a record 238 people in a single day in South Texas, including convicted gang members. The Daily Wire quotes ICE officers expressing relief at Trump's reversal of the traffic stop pause, and separately notes that federal authorities found what they believe to be methamphetamine in the van of the Houston man shot by ICE. Turning to Capitol Hill, where a vote on Israel military aid has exposed deep divisions within the Democratic Party. The House defeated an amendment by Republican Thomas Massie that would have blocked $3.3 billion in U.S. military aid to Israel. But 103 House Democrats voted for it. That's a significant number that included Minority Whip Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries voted against the measure alongside 215 Republicans. That split between the caucus's two top leaders is being widely read as a marker of shifting Democratic sentiment on Israel heading into the midterm elections. The Guardian reports the vote underscores how sentiment in the party towards Israel and Netanyahu's government has soured. Axios describes it as an exceedingly rare fracture, noting that many Democrats had substantive misgivings but faced political pressure to vote otherwise. Fox News leads with the phrase, House Democrats fracture badly, emphasizing the divergence between Jeffries and Clark as central to the story. The Daily Wire characterizes the vote differently, stating that a majority of House Democrats voted to block all U.S. security aid to Israel, describing this as Democrats yielding to what it calls rabid anti-Israel challengers. In related news, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche faced a Senate confirmation hearing Wednesday on questions spanning the DOJ's handling of Epstein-related documents, the surveillance of 44 members of Congress by former special counsel Jack Smith, and ICE enforcement practices. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance told Joe Rogan that the Trump administration absolutely screwed up the comms on the Epstein files release and alleged that Epstein seemed connected to elements of U.S. and Israeli intelligence. In separate testimony before the House Oversight Committee, former Obama White House counsel Catherine Ruemmler faced questioning about her ties to Epstein, with Democrats saying she was not completely truthful. Here's how outlets are framing it. The Guardian reports Vance told Rogan the administration botched the files release and should have released all documents from the start. Axios describes Vance's comments as among the clearest public acknowledgments yet from the Trump administration that the Epstein files release became a major political liability, pointing to clumsy messaging and puzzling redactions. The BBC reports that Blanche apologized at the hearing for mistakes in the Epstein files process and faced bipartisan grilling. That's the parallax for Thursday, July 16th. Thanks for listening.